Here's a thought I'll title, A Grand Slam Home Run, which seems appropriate here in the baseball postseason when I'm recording this in the middle of October. It occurs to me that every batter understands that when they hit a Grand Slam home run, it's not 100% as a result of their stellar efforts. That every home run that's hit in baseball is also a function of a mistake by the pitcher. If a pitcher makes a good pitch, there's not likely to be a Grand Slam home run hit off of it. But if the pitcher leaves a curveball without much curve and in the middle of the plate, the home run is a lot more likely because the pitcher's made the mistake and the batter is prepared for it. What's this have to do with photography? Well, this. Just because we've made a sterling image doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be a Grand Slam home run, because there are other factors that come into play, not the least of which is the public in a receptive mood for that particular image? This is sort of the Ansel Adams and his pristine nature images happening to be coincidental with the birth of the environmental movement. His images were great, but they weren't necessarily well known until the environmental movement came along, and it was the synchronicity between the two that made his fame skyrocket. Well, I was thinking about this the other night when I was watching a special program on YouTube about the work of André Courtège. And he did some wonderful images when he was in Paris for those few years, which subsequently became very, very famous images. Satirical Dancer and The Fork and Shadow and, you know, Melancholy Tulip, etc. Those became fabulous images in the history of photography, but at the time he made them, they were just images he was making. He didn't know they were going to become fantastic images, so his sterling efforts didn't make them the great images in photographic history they became. It required something else, and that something else was not in his control. They eventually became quite famous and quite well known, but that had more to do with distribution luck, I think, than with his skill and whatnot as a photographer. Same thing happens with us. Think of all the singers who want to become famous icons of pop music. But Madonna became the famous icon of pop music, and lots of others didn't. Why? She got lucky to some degree. It doesn't mean her talent isn't genuine. It doesn't mean that she didn't have anything to do with it. But distribution luck is an important part of success. Just like hitting a home run requires some elements that are outside of our control. It just is what it is.